Radio 850.
The following is a paid program. The opinions voiced are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff and management of Talk Radio 850 and Curtis Media Group.
This is Making Your Home Great with architect Stephen Klimp. If you're planning any home renovation project or building your dream home, this is the place to get advice from market experts. And we're on every Thursday at this time, 9 to 10 on Talk Radio 850, a live call-in talk show. So call us now, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. Our host, award-winning architect Stephen Klimp, is back with us. Good morning, sir. And glad to have you with us this morning. In fact, I know that we have a very special show. Every show is special, but this one maybe a little notch more.
Well, we do. We have a freebie show today.
Okay.
Meaning normally we've got a theme. The first one is general building. The second Thursday is interiors. The third Thursday is kitchen and bath and plumbing issues. And the fourth one is energy. Well, we have a fifth Thursday this month. And so we have a special guest, and this is George Smart. George is the creator and leader of North Carolina Modernist Homes. And George, why don't you tell us what that is?
Well, North Carolina Modernist Houses is a website for people who really like modernist houses.
What is a modernist house?
A modernist house is a house that you might see on your street and you look at it and you go, what the hell is that? That's our first criteria. It's something that usually stands out from the crowd. It's typified by a flat or low-pitched roof, an unusual amount of glass or natural light coming into the house, much more than average. It also tends to have open floor plans where living rooms flow into dining rooms, flow into kitchens. And then finally, an unusual geometry. With those four characteristics, that will eliminate about 399 out of 400 houses in the triangle.
So it's either the very special house or the very weird house.
Yes, or both.
It's all interpretation.
You like? Well, it's interesting. North Carolina is a really special place. And North Carolina, back in 1948, decided at the NC State that they wanted to open an architecture school. And they hired a very special person, Henry Camp Hefner, as the first dean of the school and to get it started. Then Henry brought in some of the top modern architects, just the cutting-edge architects of the day, all came to North Carolina to work with him, and NC State became a really the number one place in the country for architectural theory.
That's right. Camp Hefner brought Matt Nowitzki, who designed Dorton Arena, brought James Fitzgibbon, who did a number of really wonderful homes in the area, and brought George Matsumoto, who was the most well-known modernist residential architect in North Carolina.
Who went from here out to Hollywood and did a bunch of Stars houses?
No, actually, he went to Oakland and Berkeley.
Oh, okay.
And taught out there. And we name our annual George Matsumoto Prizes after him.
And so they came here, and these guys, when they came in the 1950s, you know, everyone built Cape Cods, they built Georgians, the comfortable homes that we're all used to seeing. These guys came and they started doing this very weird stuff.
And it was very popular. I mean, you've got to remember, this was a very optimistic post-World War II time. There was a shortage of housing. Architecture was looked upon as a profession that was going to solve a lot of social problems, which it didn't, and a lot of interesting problems with providing the housing stock, which it did to a certain extent. But here in the area, NC State School, the dean encouraged the faculty and the students to do something which was quite unusual, and that was to have a private practice on the side. So all of these people would do little modernist houses for their friends and family and for themselves. And over the last 6 years, we have found them all and documented them so you can see them on the website.
And, you know, I live in Chapel Hill. And Chapel Hill is a lot of professors, a lot of people who think of themselves as being on the outer edge of normal. I can say that. I'm from Chapel Hill. And there are a lot of modernist houses there. There are some beautifully comfortable homes that were done back in the 1950s.
Yes, there are two areas in Chapel Hill. On the Morgan Creek area, near the Dean Dome, is chock full of 1950s and early 60s modernist houses. And then the Lake Forest area in northeast Chapel Hill was developed during the 60s and has probably three or four dozen modernist houses scattered about on the streets of Coker Hills.
And what is neat is long before Sarah Sisanka came and did the Not-So-Big House book, the modernist homes that you see from the 1950s were the same thing. They were relatively small.
Yes.
1,500 square feet quite often, and very efficient machines for living.
Yes. They were a way to allow a family to actually enjoy the space, not just live in it. The whole idea behind modernist design was to shape the house around the client so that whether they were a empty nester family or young parents with three or four kids or someone who was single, you would really design the house around the things that you wanted to do. And so, as you might expect, the people who bought these houses tended to not just like them, but love them and would stay in them for years.
Well, and if you have a modernist house, you know, this is a call-in show, people.
Exactly.
If you have a modernist house, call in and tell us about it. If you have issues, this is a show about the problems that we're having with our homes.
Modernist homes
have their own problems, their own issues, and we'll talk about that. But please call in if you know you're one of those modernist home lovers that we have so many of here.
That's exactly right. You can call in right now, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. Do you have a question about maybe you have the modernist home? We'd love to hear from you, 919-860-9783. You're listening to Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klimp right here on Talk Radio 850.
For real local talk, we're it. Talk Radio 850.
You're listening to Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klimp, a place to get advice you need before you start any home renovation. And this morning, a very special show because we have with us George Smart and from North Carolina Modernist Homes, the houses. In fact, George, I want to give your website, too. It's ncmodern.org, right?
That is. Thank you.
And let's talk about that, about your, if people want to see the modernist homes, they can definitely go to that website and tell a little bit more about it.
Well, we have documented about 4,100 modernist houses across North Carolina and the state in the last 6 years. You can go on the site and hit the archives button, and you can see architects from across North Carolina, all the cities and towns. There are about 200 architects who are profiled there, and you can see the different modernist houses that they did from the 1940s through the new ones that are going up today. So if you're a fan of this kind of architecture, it really will keep you up very late at night. I get emails from people that go, it's 3 in the morning and I'm still on your site. And that's the kind of email I like to get.
Exactly. In fact, is there like a renaissance of modernist homes now?
Well, there's been a huge surge in interest of things from that era. The Mad Men TV show has contributed to that. But people are reaching out more to architects to design homes of all styles. And there's been a particular interest in modernist architecture through our site.
You have a party coming up, don't you?
We do. We are having a party at the City of Raleigh Museum. They are sponsoring Mad Men Night on November the 8th. I will be giving a talk called Mayberry Modernism, which is the history of modern design in North Carolina. And people will be dressed up in 60s era costumes. It'll be a fun evening on November the 8th, and you can get those tickets through the City of Raleigh Museum website.
Where is the City of Raleigh Museum?
The City of Raleigh Museum is on Fayetteville Street in the old Briggs Hardware Building on the first floor.
Another question. Well, I know you were talking before this next segment, you were talking about there's a big thing initiative you have for 9th and 10th graders.
We have just started a program called Project Bauhaus for 9th and 10th grade education in North Carolina. One of the things that most people don't know is that across the state, the drafting teachers in high schools cannot give homework. And it's because up to 60% of their students do not have computer-aided design-enabled equipment in their homes. So we are going into various schools, providing these CAD systems to the students for free for them to take home. This allows the teacher to give assignments. And in return for the hardware, the class is doing an assignment to design a modernist house. This will be part of our Matsumoto Prize in a special student category next spring. And the first prize for the students is a scholarship to NC State's College of Design Design Camp.
Which is a super thing. My son decided to become an architect going to that NC State Design Camp.
And many people have. I was talking the other day to Adam Sebastian, who was one of our Matsumoto Prize winners, and his grandmother gave him the money to go to design camp early in his career, and it just really changed his professional ambitions.
It is also a huge amount of fun.
919-860-9783. The ultimate question I want to ask both of you, as far as if someone, you were talking about a Renaissance, people wanting them, how do people go about getting that type of home? They just come to you, Stephen? They come to you, George, or what?
Well, if you really like the modernist homes, George North Carolina Modernist Homes is a great website. And there's a number of homes that are for sale, the historic ones. And we're doing... George is doing a lot of work trying to save and preserve these homes. And there's also a whole list of architects on there who do that sort of work and who kind of prefer that direction. I have to admit, I'm not one of them.
Okay.
And simply, I do some modernist homes, but it's the owners. I mean, what I do is the owner's dream. And in whatever style they want, what I do is I put joy in the houses. I put romance in the houses. I make them incredibly good places in which to live. And also, hopefully, they look good as well.
Well, you would hope so, wouldn't you?
But it's the owner's dream. And if your dream is a modernist home, the North Carolina Modernist Homes website is a great place to go. And if you can resurrect one of the 1950s homes, that is a terrific thing.
And we are always looking for architects who design modernist houses. So if you've got some, Steve, that I don't know about, then you need to give me a call.
He's got a Rolodex full.
Yeah, because we'll take care of that lickety-split. And
I know, and you're very good to me. You actually do have all of my one-hour monologues on different aspects of creating your dream home. And, you know, you've got all of those archived and downloadable as podcasts.
Yes, we have a Stephen Clip section on the website that you can go to. Just hit the multimedia button and look for Steve's smiling mug.
And then you'll get a discourse on, well... Why use an architect?
Right.
That's the ultimate question we can talk about, right? Or we can tease it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good question. Or how to hire a contractor. Or how to bring romance into your home.
Yes, and romance comes in a variety of flavors. There's granite romance, cement romance, wood romance, all kinds.
We'd love to hear from you this morning, 919-860-973. Can we talk about that a little bit and then tease it before we have to pay some bills? And that would be that very thing. How do you get, why should you have an architect?
Why should you have an architect? Yeah. Because you're going to spend the money anyway. You're going to, a house cost what a house costs for the bricks and mortar and the labor. You're going to spend that anyway. Why do you want to get an 80% solution when you can get a 99% solution?
And it'll help you. You're kind of like the captain of the ship, are you not? If you're the architect, because that way you can, people that are way, way off.
It's, you hear horror stories. The other reason you hire an architect, you hear horror stories about how things go wrong. How you go in there and you have a fight with the contractor, and now the house is sitting unfinished for 2 years while you go to court. The architect prevents that. The architect acts, as you said, the captain of the ship to guide things safely through, make everybody happy, and really to have a tremendous success.
And there's a new category of people who do design and construction, design build, which is sort of like the captain of the ship and the engineer together.
This is making...
And I have a one-hour monologue on that and the pros and cons of doing it that way.
This is Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klipp. Call right now. Do you have a question this morning? We have with us George Smart, and he'll be glad to talk about anything with dealing with modernist homes in North Carolina or abroad. And maybe you want to know more about that. Since the big success of the show, Mad Men, you can call right now, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. This is Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klipp right here on Talk Radio 850.
The only place to talk local. Talk Radio 850.
You're listening to Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klipp right here on Talk Radio 850. A chance for you to call in, and maybe you need some advice before you're building that home, that dream home. Maybe you want a modern home, the modernist home. In fact, we have with us this morning George Smart, along with our award-winning architect Stephen Klipp. And in fact, George, I know that you're in a giving mood, and we have something to give away this morning.
We do. We have a membership in the North Carolina Modernist Houses Mod Squad. It's a $100 value. It'll get you into our architecture movie series for free, which runs at the Raleigh Grand during the winter. And we've got a great film coming up, in fact, next week. It gets you into our events at a discount, and it introduces you to a whole community of people who love modernist architecture.
All right. You can call now, 919-860-973. We have a question this morning. Do you have a question you want to ask them to give away the prize?
Our question is, just who designed Dorton Arena?
Okay, we just had the State Fair. A lot of people were see that interesting piece of architecture. I would say that definitely is one of the best as far as State Fairs go, too. For sure, 919-860-9783. Call now, 919-860-973. If you know who designed, the architect who designed Dorton Arena, call in now, and you get a chance to be a member.
And you may not know it, but Dorton Arena, when it was built, was really a stunning architectural feat.
Everybody across the world that was in the architecture field knew about Raleigh, North Carolina for really two things, Dorton Arena and the Eduardo Catalano House, which was a house on Ridge Road, no longer with us, that was shaped like Dorton Arena.
And they knew NC State School of Design.
Yes.
Which was the number one architecture school in the country in the 1950s and the 1960s.
And what happened to it that it's not number one anymore? Is it because of the type of design?
There's two things. One is there's always competition. If you stand still, you get left behind. And the other is that the School of Design is probably the most restrictive school in the state of North Carolina. They only have 42 spots for architecture students in the school.
Only 42.
42, and they have about 1,500 applications for those 42 spots. So it is the most competitive architecture school in the country, but it is small. Has a small class and just very hard to get into.
And one of the things, too, is that along with local trends, and nationally, modernist architecture declined in the 70s. And so the interest in the school here had to change as well. NC State's now called College of Design shifts some of its emphasis to graphic design, industrial design, landscape architecture. So offering a variety of programs now instead of the very solid core focus on modernism it had back in the 60s.
Your website also is generating a lot of buzz around the country, including people in L.A., you said?
Yes, quite by accident. We have become a repository for a lot of great L.A. architecture. We have the most extensive archives on Richard Neutra houses in L.A., Rudolf Schindler, Frank Lloyd Wright, John Lautner, Pierre Koenig, all the names that you would know if you were on the L.A. architecture scene. In fact, we just got our first L.A. sponsor, a realtor in L.A. who is on our homepage.
In fact, amazingly, if you want to sell a modernist home in L.A., you advertise with North Carolina Modernist Homes.
That is amazing, isn't it? In fact, that website is ncmodern.org, and you can check it out. And we'd love for you to call in. Maybe you want to talk about some horror stories of maybe the architects or the contractors, things that have gone south, and maybe you wanted that dream home that turned out to be, instead of a dream, a nightmare. Call us now, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. And you two gentlemen, I'm sure, we could spend hours talking about that, couldn't we?
Well, we can, but the whole idea is you hire an architect to make things go more smoothly, to make the architects actually save you money.
That's right.
Someone making the process go smoothly, someone watching the dollars and acting on the owner's behalf can cut the cost of construction considerably. And this is the other part of what an architect does. They watch the design. They make a great-looking house. They watch how it works. But then they watch the process. They manage and oversee the process to make the contractor flow and work smoothly. And most important, they watch the money. The money on the house can just explode. We've all seen the money pit.
Yes, we have.
And the architect stands there as, you know, the guardian at the gate that keeps the money from just flowing freely.
Absolutely.
Well, I built a modernist house myself, and one thing I can say, that the value of hiring an architect or designer is that they know more about design than you do. So unless you're just planning to live in a container for yourself, and you can buy any developer's tract house out there to do that, if you want something more custom, architects are very experienced in working with space and working with scale and working with different kinds of materials. What is interesting about modernist houses or people that really dislike them is they've never been in one. They've never understood the feeling that can be evoked from going into a structure which has a profound effect on the participants. We know that, for instance, from going into churches. We feel that kind of vibe from a very well-designed church, and that could be God, but I happen to think it has something to do with the architect as well.
That certainly helps. By the way, call now if you want to be a part of the membership of Charles's organization. George's organization, 919-860-973, 919-860-973. And the question this morning to get that free membership is, who designed Dorton Arena? And we actually told you that, actually, if you were listening at towards the beginning of the show.
You were paying attention, yes.
So, again, and I'm sure there's people that are Googling it right now, but 919-860-9783. Love to have you with us this morning. And
it's so easy. We'll take his name in English or in Polish. There's a clue.
There you go. So it's not Frank Lloyd Wright.
No.
Okay. 919-860-9783. 919-860-9783. 866-973. This is Making Your Home Great with architect Stephen Klipp. If you're planning on any home renovation, maybe you want to know more about these homes we've been talking about this morning, having us here this morning, and that is the North Carolina Modernist Homes, or just in general, what is that? Call now, 919-860-973. This is Making Your Home Great with architect Stephen Klipp right here on Talk Radio 850.
The talk leader in the Triangle, Talk Radio 850.
You're listening to Making Your Home Great with architect Stephen Klipp right here on Talk Radio 850. If you're looking for any design home, maybe that dream home you've always wanted, this is the show for you, and definitely home improvements, whatever the case may be, 919-860-973, 919-860-973. We have George Smart with us, and he is with the North Carolina Modernist Homes. In fact, this is a great organization if you love modern homes. In fact, we asked a question if you want to be a part of he's giving away a free membership this morning, and you can call 919-860-973. Who designed Dorton Arena? And let's go to Betty in Raleigh. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Do you know the answer?
Yes. Matthew Nowicki.
Matthew, is that right, George?
Yes, that is.
That is correct. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right. And definitely, how did you know that?
Well, I have a State Fair book that I enjoy very much, and he's included in that book.
And that's why we wanted to ask that question this morning, is not only that it ties in perfectly, we just had the State Fair that just ended, and it is one of the best pieces of architecture, wouldn't you say, George, in North Carolina?
Yes, it is. It's something internationally known.
And do you have a modernist home?
No.
Do you want a modernist home?
Can we hook you up with a modernist home?
I'm okay.
You're okay on that? All right. Well, if you can hang on, our great producer, Ron Penny, will be with you. Hang on 1 second. He'll get all your information and be a part of George's organization.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Thanks for listening,
Betty.
And thanks for calling. And I have a question. When updating modern homes, does it take a contractor architect with a special skill set?
One of the questions that I get asked most frequently is what architect should I use? And my response is that that's not your real problem. There are lots of great architects out there. But a lot of contractors will not be telling the truth when they say they can do a modernist house. It really takes a very different skill set from a traditional stick-built home. It takes knowledge of different materials. It takes a much higher level of familiarity with working directly with architects. And there have been a lot of horror stories where builders have attempted on their own without architects to do renovations of modernist houses or new ones that haven't turned out so well. So make sure that when you're selecting a builder or a contractor that they have experience in modernist design.
We talk all the time when Stephen does about how people have this beautiful home and then they have this renovation or they have this addition that doesn't quite match the...
No, it's... The question has come up, why hire an architect?
Yeah.
And it is to get the thing that is as beautiful as a home or even better. The big thing an architect can do is you're going to spend the money anyway on this addition. Well, if we can solve two or three issues, get two or three benefits out of that same money, then we actually more than paid for ourselves and gave you a much better place to live.
Let me give you an example. I have a house that when people come into it, we'll ask them how big it is. And their guesses will typically be anywhere from 3,200 to 3,600 square feet. Well, the house is only 2,400 square feet.
Wow.
So what we've basically done is we've got a house that functions 50% more than it actually is. So it lives a lot better through good design, and that's an enormous payoff for the buyers.
That is. The MI homes, the standard box home lives no bigger than it is. However, my homes, if you have a 3,000 square foot house, my homes live like they're 4,000 square feet. How you use space, how you flow from space to space, can really make a home seem much bigger, much nicer, and within the same square footage.
Right. We understand this a little bit. Those of you that travel a lot, the difference between an airport and a great airport is often the use of the space. Did they really think through where they wanted to have people go to get to where they need, or did they just line up a long series of metal hallways for people to tramp down?
I was on the way to Africa last year on a mission trip, and we were stopped in Brussels, a huge layover. And the part where they corralled the people for Africa, where we were going, it was this huge open space, and there was only a few things. Where the rest of the airport was this beautiful airport, but where we were, there was just a lot of open space, not really much as far as retail there or really anything except for maybe places to sit down.
Yeah, one of the things that is kind of fascinating for me in looking at these different houses is how much work it really does take to get to know a client and to get to know the preferences of their families. But the payoff for them is that unless they have to move for a job or another professional change, most of the families who commission these houses will stay in them for the rest of their lives. We recently helped save a house in Durham where the owner was there for almost 50 years and only left because of illness.
In fact, if there's anybody listening right now that has the modernist home, we'd love to hear from them. Maybe they can talk about all the advantages they've had, all the different floor plans, whatever they designed. It would be very interesting to hear from you. Definitely call us now, 919-860-9783. 919-860-9783. This is Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klimp. Now's your chance to call in. We have with us this morning George Smart. And we're talking about not only the modernist home, but we'd love to hear from you, too. Call now, 919-860-973. Again, this is Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klimp right here on Talk Radio 850.
The Triangle's hottest talk, Talk Radio 850.
You're listening to Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Klimp right here on Talk Radio 850. By the way, you can go to our website, WPTF.com, click on demand. You can hear these great shows each and every Thursday. By Thursday at lunchtime, we will have them for you again, WPTF.com. And with us this morning, with myself and obviously the host, Stephen Klimp, is George Smart. And we've been talking about the great website as well, North Carolina's ncmodern.org. And George, for those people that are looking for modernist homes or if they're looking to sell or buy, this actually has become a place not only for North Carolina but around the country, right?
Yes. If you go to the website and click on the for sale button, we have about 120 houses right now that we list from across North Carolina. We're not realtors. We just do this as a public service because across the state there really is no central database of modernist houses for sale. Until a year ago, in fact, the Triangle Multiple Listing Service, which covers 16 counties, didn't even have a modernist designation. Now they do. So if you're interested in this type of home, you can see what's available from Asheville down to the coast on the for sale section.
So if you're in Clayton and you want that home that just stands out from every other house, then you go to ncmodern.org
and find out about it and see if it's for sale, find out its history. I click on a map link to see where it is, maybe drive by, anything you want.
If you're in Chapel Hill, it's easy. I mean,
just drive around Chapel Hill for a little bit and you can find one.
Yes, and the people in Chapel Hill, the realtors are used to dealing with modern homes. The appraisers are used to dealing with them. So part of the issues with these homes is that the realtors don't know how to talk about them. It's like, how does it? Typical car salesman talk about a Ferrari.
Right.
They can't. How does the typical appraiser deal with these homes because they are different.
And one of these issues that came out of this was from the 2008 banking crisis, where they tightened up the rules for how appraisers do financing for the banks. And unfortunately, one of the rules that came into place was a very strict geographical location for comps when you buy a house. So let's say that you're trying to build a modernist house in a neighborhood that doesn't have any. Well, the appraisers are going to comp you against non-modernist houses in your neighborhood, which is really like comparing apples to oranges. What we've been able to do in the last just few months is start to get to appraisers and banks to use our website and our database to do more apples to apples comparisons. So you can take your modernist house and you can compare it to others by that same architect. You can compare it to others that are like it across town, from Raleigh to Durham, places like that. So it gives you a much more fair comparison. Our house, when we had it appraised in a traditional way, was worth half its value, which was kind of disappointing to us. But when we had it appraised against other modernist houses, it came in exactly where it was supposed to.
And do these, when you're talking about a realtor and with the buyer's market and all the things we have going on right now, do you find that these homes, do they sell faster or about the same as other homes?
They're selling a lot faster now because there's better information out about modernist houses. And we have a few realtors in the area who have started to specialize in modernist houses, which is really great. Because typically, most realtors, they don't like modernist houses. The houses used to just sit on the market forever. The buyers were a little weird. The sellers were a little weird. So you have a lot of weirdness going on around these homes. And they were just sort of a pain in the butt. But now the process is much smoother. There's a much stronger demand for these houses, particularly among people in their 20s and 30s. There's an enormous demand for mid-century modern furniture and all kinds of houses, not just modern houses.
Well, if you've seen Mad Men, they have some great architecture on there.
Yes.
You look at Don Draper's apartment and you say, wow, I want to live there.
Right. You see Modern Family, Al Bundy and Sofia Vergara's house is a modern house, very well appointed. And, of course, back in the 60s and 70s, they would always put the supervillain in the modernist house. The James Bond, Blofeld type would be in the house that was very modern. Thankfully, that trend is ending.
You don't have to be a villain to live in the modernist house.
And George, what drew you into the modernist homes?
This was a complete freak accident. Late one night, I was Googling and found some houses by architects whose names I recognized and realized that my dad, who was an architect, had taken me to these houses when I was 6 or 7 years old. So the experience was like in Alien, where that monster explodes out of the guy's stomach. All of a sudden, architecture ran through my DNA, and the next thing I know, I'm building a website and then forming an organization. And it's a sickness I've not recovered from yet.
Is there like rehab for that, or I guess not?
I don't know.
I guess you don't want to know, right? 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. And my curiosity, as far as being an architect, how do people that have a modern home, how do they keep it up to date as far as making sure they don't go away from the original intent?
Well, what you need to do is find an architect who is used to dealing with them, and experience really means a lot. This isn't your first flat roof that you've had to deal with. These aren't your first windows that get a lot of condensate on them. How you redo an HVAC system, new plumbing or a new furnace in a modernist home that doesn't have attics and sometimes doesn't have crawl space either. These are some of the most interesting homes I've renovated are these modernist homes. And
a challenge.
Especially the ones, well, they have no attic, they have no crawl space on some of them.
George was talking about this is not something for clutter, right?
Well, most of us, myself included, you know, had houses that looked like a Cracker Barrel exploded on the inside. I mean, it's just stuff everywhere. And a modernist house forces you to have a more streamlined way of living.
Less is more.
Clutter, much less clutter, more open spaces. And we've certainly found a profound sense of calm by reducing the clutter.
Was your house already built, or was this one you built yourself?
It's one we built ourselves in the Parkwood neighborhood of Durham. It was the first house built there in about 40 years, and certainly the first modernist house in the neighborhood. And initially, our fear was that the neighbors would dislike the style, but it really turned out their prime concern was the scale. They didn't want an 8,000 square foot McMansion going up in an area that was used to, you know, 2,400 square foot houses.
This is Making Your Home Great with architect Stephen Klimp. We have a few more minutes left. Call us now if you want more information about modernist homes or any question about architecture. You can call this morning, 919-860-9783. Again, that's 919-860-9783. This is Making Your Home Great with architect Stephen Klimp. Right here on Talk Radio 850.
This is Raleigh's radio voice for you. Talk Radio 850.
You're listening to Making Your Home Great with architect Stephen Klimp right here on Talk Radio 850. A few minutes left. Give us a call, 919-860-9783, 919-860-9783. In fact, with us this morning is not only our great host and award-winning architect Stephen Klimp, we also have George Smart from this ncmodern.org. In fact, I have a question for you, and that is for you, George. When you were building your home, do you have to build a home in the, I guess, the same kind of environment as what the neighborhood you're building in? I know you were talking about they didn't want the a McMansion. You were mentioning that.
Right. Well, you see all around Raleigh where houses are being torn down and huge homes are being put up, which are really out of proportion with the neighborhood. And I think that is much more of a concern to neighbors than the style of house that you're putting in is the scale.
Well, so you don't want to have 8,000. A thing with the style of house, and I think that you owe it to the neighborhood to put in something that is compatible, is softly different rather than harshly different. And I think you can do that with a modernist home, and that softly inserts into the neighborhood, and you know something's different about it. The person walking on the street knows something's different.
When I was in California, I saw that there were some neighborhoods I was walking through, and they would have more of like a ranch-style house, and all of a sudden there was one in the whole block that would be like two or three stories high. You know, and it's like it doesn't go. I don't know. It was really weird.
I believe that you owe it to the neighbors. You owe it to the community to be a good neighbor in the community as well. And you can do that. You can get an incredible contemporary home and have it fit softly and gently into the community.
Right, and there are easy ways to do that, too, through the kind of materials that you select for the exterior of the house, through the color of the house,
the
through
scale.
Some of the textures. If you want to have an enormous house, there's some way sometimes, depending on the site, to hide some of that square footage where it really isn't noticeable from the street. So you have a number of different options.
I was going to say you can put it more in the back than the...
You can. Right. I love the idea. I love it that my house, you can only see about half of, and you think it's about half the size it is. I have a house that's almost half a football field long.
Okay.
But you can't tell that from the street.
So 50 yards long?
If your underestimation is a great thing.
And when you go inside Steve's house, you barely see the bleachers at all.
Yeah.
Bring the popcorn and the pretzels, the guy selling hot dogs.
But you do see the goalposts.
Yes.
Well, George, thank you so much. George Smart with us this morning. A special bonus, I guess, the fifth Thursday of the month. And we do this each and every Thursday, 9 until 10. Let me give that website again. It's ncmodern.org. And any final thoughts?
Well, like a solar eclipse, I'm glad to have been here on this unusual day, and I appreciate the opportunity to spend time with you.
I'm sure with your lifelong buddy, Frank King, Life Laughs at the Long Branch, you can get an opening gig with him.
Sure.
I'm sure we can do that. That's every weekend at the Long Branch, by the way. Thank you so much. Thanks, Stephen. In fact, Google Stephen Clip if you want to know more information about his great architectural work. They can find everything out and find out more information, right?
Yes. Just Google me.
And you can see his great work, I'm sure. Thank you so much for everybody being with us. Again, Making Your Home Great with Architect Stephen Clip. Every Thursday, go to WPTF.com, click on demand, and you can hear the show anytime. See you back next Thursday, 9 to 10, Talk Radio 850.
The preceding has been a paid program. The opinions voiced are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Talk Radio 850, its staff and management, and that of Curtis Media Group.